guys, welcome to our first episode of Rocco State Fact Show. Our first state will be New York. I actually live in New York, so I know a lot of the spots. So let's do this. New York City. Probably the most popular city in New York. So I'm going to go down each borough. Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a pretty nice area. You can go see some Brooklyn Nets games. We actually went to one. It was actually really fun. They give you, like, these towels, and you, like, can, like, spin them around and stuff. It's really cool. Then you have Staten Island. I've never really gone to Staten Island. There's a lot of stores there, but I just wouldn't prefer you guys going there. Queens, I don't like Queens in general. I do not like Queens. No one talks about Queens, but it's, like, I don't like Queens, really. Then you have Manhattan, my favorite borough. I'm not trying to be biased. Manhattan's overrated, but there's actually a lot of stuff to do there. You have the Empire State Building, the One World Trade Center, Central Park. Like, there's a lot of stuff. We stay at this one hotel called the W Hotel. It's like ginormous hotel. And it's really cool. And then you have, like, the Times Square. You have the M&M store, I'm pretty sure, which is really, really cool. And just saying, Manhattan is my favorite borough. Then you have the Bronx. I kind of like the Bronx. It's pretty good. I mean, you can go see some Yankees games. That's what I like about it, because that's where Yankee Stadium is. Then you have Long Island. I've never gone to Long Island, but it's really nice there. I heard the Hamptons. The Hamptons is really nice. And there's, like, a lot of beaches there and stuff. So, yeah. I think that was all the boroughs, so let's go down to the next city. Rochester. Rochester, pretty nice city. You can go to the Strong Museum. Really fun there. And, I mean... That's really the only thing you can really do there. I mean, there's a lot of parks, museums, and stuff right on Lake Ontario. But, like, yeah, pretty nice there. That's actually where John Jones is from, so, yeah. Next, you have Buffalo. Buffalo is a pretty, really good city, actually. You can go see some Buffalo Bills games right on Lake Erie, a lot of museums and stuff. Still pretty good. All of the cities, I'm probably going to say museums. So, yeah. Then you have the capital, Albany. Albany, pretty nice city. There's a lot of museums there because it's the capital and, like, there's a bunch of historic stuff. And you could also see the state capitol building, really nice state capitol building. Then you have the city where I live in, Syracuse. Great, great, great city right on Onondaga Lake. You can go to Onondaga Lake Park. There's, like, a bunch of museums. Carrier Domes, Syracuse University. Let's go. And, yeah, and a bunch of museums. Like, they have Erie Canal Museums and stuff. Then our sponsor, Clean Cut Barbershop. They give you fresh. When I mean fresh cuts, I mean fresh cuts. Like, they give you fresh cuts. And if I look here on Google, they're rated 5 stars. So I'd prefer you guys going there. It is at 4866 West Seneca Turnpike, Syracuse, New York, at 315-991-4100. I repeat, 315-991-4100. Again, they give you fresh cuts, dude. Really fresh cuts. All right. Next, Saratoga Springs. Saratoga Springs is a pretty nice city. They have really good water. Probably the best water I've ever had in my life. And right near Saratoga Lake. And there's really nice resorts there. And you can also see horse riding there. Horse racing, I should say. They're really big in horse racing there. And a bunch of children's museums. If you had, like, a little kid, you could bring him there. I'd prefer you doing it. Then we have Auburn. Auburn, I'm like 30 minutes away from there. So we go there pretty often. It's really only popular for really being the home of Harriet Tubman, yeah. Big part of the Civil War with the Underground Railroad and stuff. So, and there's the Harriet Tubman house. Really cool, but it's temporarily closed due to COVID-19. And COVID kills me. And then you have Ithaca. Ithaca, it's pretty beautiful there. You have, like, the Ithaca Falls, really nice. And then you have, it's before we go to Cornell, they're right on Cayuga Lake. And that is where Cornell University is and Ithaca College. Next, you have Cortland. Cortland's a pretty nice city. Have some nice nature there. I always liked nature. And they also have this really nice resort called Hope Lake Lodge. It's really nice there. They have, like, a water park and stuff, really cool, and, like, an arcade and, like, water slides and stuff. Then you have Canasota. You might be thinking, what's Canasota? It's actually a little village. You might be thinking, why are you talking about little villages? Well, this is where the International Boxing Hall of Fame is. And I saw in the pictures because I've never gone there. So I look at some pictures and that looks cool. It looks cool. It just looks cool in general. Then you have Binghamton. Binghamton, I mean, it's really only popular for having the Mets minor league team, the Rumble Ponies. I hate their name. Like, it doesn't make you look intimidating by the name Ponies. I'm just saying. But it's right on the border, too. So there must be, like, some museums there and stuff. Then you have Cooperstown. You might be thinking, what's Cooperstown? You probably know what Cooperstown is. It's where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. I've gone there, really, really cool. They literally have, like, baseball player jerseys that they wore, like Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, like a lot of those guys. And they have, like, a big, like, Babe Ruth part there because Babe Ruth plays for the Yankees. So, yeah. Then you have Watertown. Watertown's not a town. It's a city. Well, it's really only popular for, like, there's, like, a lot of ferries there that you can bring all the way to Canada and stuff. And they have, like, a lot of, like, car dealerships and stuff. So, yeah. If you want to go get a car, go there. Then, next, you have Alexandria Bay. Alexandria Bay is actually really nice there. Just, like, a nice village. And, like, there's Bolt Castle. I've gone in there. It's really cool. And you have, like, some good restaurants. They have a hospital. And you could live there. It's actually, that would be a good place to live. Then, yeah, Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie is really only popular for being right outside of Albany. But there is a lot of colleges there. You have the Culinary Institute of America and you have Marist College. Then you have Oswego. Oswego, right on Lake Ontario. Take a ferry. You can take a ferry all the way to Toronto. Pretty nice. Oswego has a lot of museums too. Like, anything near a lake, really, in New York's, like, they have museums and stuff, so yeah. Then you have Niagara Falls, one of my favorites. They have a Rainforest Cafe. Dude, I cannot tell you how good Rainforest Cafe is. Like, it's so good. Even though the waits can go up to, like, 3 hours, it's, like, crazy. I remember when we were in Florida and we were at the Rainforest Cafe in Disney Springs, our wait was, like, an hour long, and then we went to one at Disney, and we had to wait 3 hours. It's insane. But the one at Niagara Falls wasn't as bad. And Rainforest Cafe is really good. And they have, like, really nice buildings, and you can see Niagara Falls. Like, literally, people have to wear raincoats so they don't get, like, mist from the falls from, like, the water splashing onto the other water and, like, splashing everyone. Then, for last but not least, Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh's really only popular for being right on Lake Champlain and being right across from Burlington, Vermont. And besides that, there's a bunch of museums again because it's right on Lake Champlain, so they probably have a bunch of things about Lake Champlain and stuff. And that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening, and have a blessed day.